Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and ye will lift you up.
Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver. You know, 2024 has been another fast year. Here we are recording this episode in the first quarter of 2024. And the minute I close my eyes, we're in another season. We're in another episode. And I just want to thank you for tuning in and watching, as well as listening to us on our podcast channels and on our media network. You can watch us on Galilee TV. That's G-A-L-A-L-E-E TV. Download that channel on your Roku device, and you can watch classic television and watch us on video on demand, as well as in our streaming. We're actually streaming in some of the, day-to-day playlists they have there. So it's an honor to be on many different networks and platforms. You know, the series we're in is talking about God versus mammon. Now, Jesus was telling his apostles, as well as those who were around listening to him, you can't serve two masters. You either love one or hate the other. You can't serve both God and mammon. Mammon is the god of wealth, the god of riches. It is what our society is built on. Some people would call capitalism a form of mammon, and it is. I can see that. But we live in a capitalistic society. Even socialism has elements of capitalism in there because everything is built on riches. It's built on wealth. It's built on monetary value. Now, it is not a sin to be wealthy. I want to share this with you. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, our patriarchs, our fathers of faith, God's promise to them, they will be as numerous as the stars in the sky or the sand on the seashore there. You know, you got to think about it. God's going to give you favor. King David was a shepherd. Now he's in, you know, Israel's king. Solomon, wow, the richest man on earth. God does bring financial favor and wealth to those who fear him and obey him. You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs, it's very important for us to know this, that humility and the fear of the Lord, that's Proverbs 22, humility and fear of the Lord bring riches, honor, and long life. So to me, I'm blessed. I don't have Elon Musk money. I don't have Bill Gates money. I don't have those kind of funds. But if it's God's will for me to be an Elon Musk monetary-based kind of guy, then maybe that would happen. But I don't set my mind on those things. We should never set our minds, my friends, on being rich. Do not pursue riches. It's like pouring water into your hand. It goes right through. Things of this world are passing away. And we should look at the favor of God, which does have monetary value, as a blessing. And then that we are stewards of that blessing. You know, sometimes when we work, and that's why this series is going to be, you know, a little bit long. We're going to have a lot of episodes on this, even in our take five, because a lot of churches, sometimes when they talk about riches, it's almost like, oh, that's a sin. No, it's not a sin to be blessed. Listen to me. It's not a sin to have God give you favor, financial favor. We should do all things for the glory of God. I know I hear an amen out there. You know, everything I do for the glory of God. If it leads to financial prosperity, then that's what it leads to. You know, I was enlisted, had visions and a dream to be an officer, and God blessed me and I became an officer. You got to look at it. You go from enlisted paycheck to an officer's paycheck, senior officer as well. It's a contrast. Then when I retired, I worked at a university worked at several universities, and I invested my money and own restaurants and technology companies. So my friends, you got to just take what God has blessed you with and use it for his glory. The parable of the talents makes sense to me when the master leaves and gives somebody five talents, gives somebody three, two, one, and the guy multiplies each of their talents. One buries his talent in the sand, and master comes back and says, "Hey, what'd you do with the things I gave you?" "Oh, I invested, and look like I got five more. I got three more. I got two more." "You're a hard guy, so I didn't want to mess up, so I just buried my talent in the sand." I'm not going to bury the gifts of God that he has blessed me with. I'm not going to bury that. I want to shine. He gave me the gifts of athleticism. He gave me the gift to preach. He gave me the gift to speak. He gave me the gifts to act. He gave me so many gifts, my friends, that I just want to use them, all those gifts, for his glory. Now, before I take a break, I want to make clear that for those who are blessed financially, hallelujah. For those who are struggling financially, seek the Lord. Ask him to give you the desires of your heart and give unto the Lord as he has given to you. I always give God my first fruits. That's Proverbs 3, Malachi 3. I give God my first fruits, and my barns are full, my vats are overflowing. We're going to get to those verses later on in this series. But the point I'm making is, when God blesses you, don't take it for granted. Listen to me. When God gives you financial favor, think of those who are less fortunate than you are. Jesus said, to those that you give to a cup of water, you're doing unto me. Those who are hungry, you're doing it unto me. Those who are naked, that you clothe, you're doing it unto me. So if God has given you favor financially, then do the things that God has requested or requires of you to help those less fortunate. Now, we should never let our right hand know what our left hand is doing, but I'm here to tell you, my friends, God is so good. Solomon, I just read Ecclesiastes and I learn and I say, "Lord, when you bless me with the financial favor you have given me, may I do more things for you, for your glory. And may your will be done, not my will be done." We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get into a passage in the Bible that gives us kind of like instructions for those who are rich or those who are financially favored right after this.
Get started on your journey of learning and understanding how to be a practical, scripture-focused Christian. Enjoy a variety of messages of several lengths across many delivery systems online, from podcasts to TV. We also offer Christian classic movies on Galilee TV and our YouTube channel to offer biblical-centered entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy our popular Bible programs like Bible Minute, Sharing the Word, Take 5, and Sermon Classics. Our thought-provoking and inspirational programs are available on Galilee TV, on our YouTube channel, and over 26 internet podcast channels like Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Breaker, Google Podcast, Apple, Amazon Music, and more. We are a listener-supported ministry, dependent on your financial support to expand our reach around the world.
Welcome back. We're talking about God versus mammon. We're talking about the favor of God. We're talking about when God blesses us financially, we should just thank the Lord for that. My. I've worked with so many people in my life, and in the military as well, and in my career that I do for a living, and I watch people still financially struggle. And I'm kind of wondering why they struggle financially. Look, you can make $10 an hour, $20 an hour, $50 an hour. You can make a salary of $50,000, $100,000. What are you doing with your money is always the question. And to those who don't make what you make, they think you're rich. Yeah, some do. Now, the enlisted in the military always thought officers were rich. They're not. But I can see their perspective because I was enlisted at the time, and I can see why they would think that. Well, you can look at the pay chart and say, well, you make three times more than I do monthly. Yay, I do, but I went to college. You know, I got commissioned. I had to go to officer candidate school. I had to do those things just like an enlisted has to go through some things. But then what do you do with your money? I've met officers in my day that were broke. Some of them lived in apartments. They couldn't afford to buy a house. Were enlisted, invested their money. I had a chief that worked for me, enlisted, and he was a great chief. He invested his money wisely, preparing for his future retirement. He wasn't going to be an officer. He was an E7, but I learned so much from him, just listening to how God blessed him. And he owned apartment buildings. Yeah, he owned apartment buildings. I was impressed. He had money in his pocket, but he's enlisted. I'm an officer. Net worth, more than I was at the time. So, my friends, it's what you do with the money, how you treat the gifts that God has given you. And God tells us we need to be careful when we get blessed financially, because then you can worship money versus God. And that's what got Israel in trouble. So when we look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, and we're going to start in verse 17, and, you know, Paul was telling Timothy, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty. Now, haughtiness is an attitude. It's, oh, I got money. You know, I drive this car. I have this. That's haughtiness. It's a form of, it's an air and attitude. It's an attitude of, I'm better than you. You're not. You know, and then we're going to get into scriptures about warning those who are rich, but this is instructions to the rich. It says, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor, here we go, trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Now, I could stop right there. We can continue. We're going to continue. But here's what I get out of this whole, that verse right there. You know, I'm enlisted to officer. I'm retired. I'm financially blessed. Praise the Lord. But guess what? Things happen in life. Things do happen in life. Businesses close. Businesses struggle. You know, you got to drain your savings account to bail out this. There's a lot of things that happen when you have finances that you think are going to be secure, and they're not. So what do you do when you start putting your trust in finances? You're not putting your trust in God. That's what you're doing. Your finances cannot save you. You may be comfortable for a season. You may have everything going for you because you got money coming in. But I'm here to tell you, it comes in and it goes out. You spend it and it's gone. I got to be honest with you. I look at money way different than I did when I was younger as a kid, as an adult today. And I'm here to tell you, money only serves a common purpose: to take care of your basic needs, food, shelter, all that good stuff. Provide for your family, yes. To invest wisely, yes. But to also remember there are those that are less fortunate. And that's why Paul tells Timothy to give instructions to the rich. Don't think because you make $150,000 a year, you're better than somebody who makes less than you. You're not. Listen to me. You're not. That job can go away. If you don't own the company that's paying you $150,000, you're a servant to the master of that job. Let's just call it that way. And you can lose that job. That job can go away. Our economy can crash. So Paul's telling Timothy, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches. You know, I can get into investments and how to invest in stock markets and all this other stuff, but I'm not right now. But hang on. And he says, but to trust in the living God. Oh, my friends, that's the most important. Who gives us richly all things to enjoy. You know, even in my lowest of lows when I was young, I lived off peanut butter and jelly and soup. Soup and crackers. Oh, I remember those days. And when I was struggling even after I retired, I had a struggle period. I did, investing in different, things. I didn't need a lot of those nice cuisines that people get into right now. No, I had to cut back and even watch what I eat. My friends, caution, because watch this. When you die, you can't take the money with you. You just can't take it with you. You know, my wife and I, we laugh sometimes because we don't go out and buy a lot of clothes. We seem to wear the same kind of clothes. We do. We're just that way. As long as there's no holes in the clothes, they're washed, they're clean. But, you know, in the military, I wore a uniform. I had, you know, so many sets of utility uniforms to khakis and all that. I get done with work, I come home, put on my sweatpants, and that's it. Until the next day, I put on my uniform. So it's kind of the same habit I'm in today. So we have clothes. I have to buy clothes because of my career. But at the same time, we're not all about clothes. And there are people who fixate on clothing, people who fixate on food, people who fixate on material things. And this is the warning Paul is telling the rich. God gives you those things, my friends. God gives you those things. He goes on and he says, starting in verse, I put my glasses on one more time. He goes in verse 18, let them do good that they be rich in good works. I love giving to those who are in need. I do. I got charitable groups that I praise the Lord for. But watch what he says. Ready to give, willing to share. If you're rich, are you willing to share your finances to help somebody out? I mean, I've seen on TV, you know, they say just $10 a month. How many times do you look at those nonprofit organizations and then you see just 10 bucks a month and you just kind of let it go by? No, no, no. If you got the money to do it, do it. If the Spirit of God is giving you that unction to do it, then do it, my friends. God says, when you give to the poor, you're giving to him. When you give to the poor, he will return it right back, the blessings that you just gave. Think that way. We're going to get into the scriptures on that. Let me close on this. I love this one. He says in verse 19, he says, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come that they may lay hold of eternal life. Here's the thing. When you give unto the Lord by helping those in need, you're building riches in heaven, my friends. That's the true investment plan I have. Seek ye things. I love how it goes. Matthew 6:33. Here we go. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and he will add all things unto you. Oh, my friends, just so generously to the Lord. Give. I mean, if you got the money, then just give. There are so many people that I've met that give to the Lord, and it's more than 10%, 15%, 20%. Whatever the Lord has given you, just listen to the Holy Spirit and give to those that are in need. My friend, if God has blessed you financially, count it all joy. Praise the Lord for that. Just remember, money's been given to you. You are a steward. Listen, you are a steward of the favor of God on the finances that he has given to you. I look at my life and I praise God. My mom raised us in the projects on welfare. And here my brothers are very successful. My children are successful. Praise the Lord for God's favor. And you don't have to be a millionaire, but if you are, praise the Lord for that. If you're not, praise the Lord. Just praise the Lord for what you do have. But give unto the Lord, and he will always bless you. He will never let your cup run dry. He will always let it overflow if you're given unto the Lord to those that are in need. Oh, my friends, I could show and share miracles about tithing, about giving to the poor, and what God has done for me financially. I'm going to give some testimonies in this series, and I hope it encourages you. I pray it blesses you, because I'm here to tell you, my friends, even sitting in this home studio, I count it all joy. It is a blessing, and I praise God for every opportunity I have to preach his word on our network. I want to say thank you. May God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. Join me again on another episode of Sharing.